A Prayer to Trust That God Goes Before You by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Isaiah 45:2. As Christians, the word trust is thrown around all the time. If anything goes wrong, we're encouraged, with scripture verses, to simply trust in the Lord, and everything will work itself out. Yet things don't always work themselves out. Trusting doesn't always come so simple. How are we to really trust when everything around us is out of control? We might trust momentarily, but when things don't change or continue to get worse, we feel that it's time we can handle it, and we step in the lead, putting God to the side. What if we began to do the opposite? What if we took today's verse and trusted that He has gone before us and is leveling out what's ahead? What if we began to step aside? Instead of getting in front of God, what if we got behind Him and let Him take control and lead the way? Often we get in the way of the Lord doing His job. We try to change our husband, our kids, our job, other people, our situation, when the Lord is already at work. He's working even if we don't see it yet. Even when the world and the road ahead look dim and blocked, God is paving a clear path. He hears you. He sees you. He is sovereign. Colossians 1:16. He's the author of this story called life, and He knows the beginning from the end. As today's verse promises, God is always one step ahead of us. He goes before us, behind us, and remains beside us. And He will never, ever leave nor forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:8. No matter the mountain we have up ahead, God is already climbing it. No matter the storm, He's already calming the wind. No matter how unknown the journey ahead, God has walked a few steps forward. And no matter how impossible the route, He's parting the sea. As today's verse says, He is breaking the barriers ahead and flattening out those things our physical eyes might not see as He goes before us. Let's walk in confidence today, knowing that no matter what our day or month or future looks like, we can trust that God is already one step ahead. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, Lord, that you have been sending us your promises from the very beginning of time. Thank you for your faithfulness, as you give the definition of faithful a true meaning. You have never and will never break a promise. Time and time again throughout all Scripture, you promise to lead us and guide us, to never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that you have already paved a way. And wherever we're sitting in this very moment, you're near us and one step ahead of us. Whatever we're facing, Lord, we can trust that you know what's next and are protecting us along the way. We ask that in those moments where doubt creeps in, you'd remind us of today's verse. When fear of what's going to happen creeps in, remind us that you're in total control and you've already gone before us. You'll be with us during it and you'll go behind us. Thank you that you're trustworthy for these beautiful promises to help navigate us through this life. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.